Welcome and thank you for visiting. My name is Caroline Donnelly. I am an author, speaker, and coach, and you can find me online at www.carolinerdonnelly.com. I hope you had a chance to hear my introduction to 7 Steps to Change Your Life. If not, it is available at the website or on my Podomatic page, Journey to You. Thank you so much for your encouraging messages of support. I am grateful for this opportunity to share what I have learned. Today, I'm going to delve deeper into steps 1 and 2, but first, a quick review of the 7 steps. Number 1 is, I don't believe it. Number 2, say it like you mean it. Stand by and we'll explore these 2 today. Step 3 is, let's pretend. This step involves behaving and training yourself in the ways you want to be. Step 4 is, stop being complacent, making a decision to no longer accept things just because that's the way they are. Step 5 is, stopping avoidance tactics, facing things and dealing with them. Step 6, forgive yourself. Stop living in the past, wishing things could have been different. Step 7 is, take responsibility. Regain control and become the creator of your life. We will take in-depth looks at steps 3 to 7 in future audios. We have the power to change our lives into what we want them to be. To do that, we'll begin at the beginning with step 1. I don't believe it. When you were born, you didn't judge, you didn't have opinions, you didn't reason or make conscious decisions. You were a sponge, soaking in every word, every behavior and attitude you were exposed to. As you grew, you had experiences that taught you about the world and the people in it. Perhaps you heard parents talking about how they couldn't afford things or they were in financial difficulty. Perhaps siblings repeatedly told you how stupid you were, or grandparents were overprotective and wouldn't let you do anything they perceived as risky. All of these types of events and more began to program our subconscious. Our subconscious mind is extremely powerful. It controls such things as our heart beating, our breathing, and our eye blinking. Our subconscious also has immense powers over how we live our lives. A book that made a huge difference in my life, and I highly recommend, is James Allen's classic, As a Man Thinketh. And by the way, you can get it for free many, many places on the internet. Allen states, "We are what we think." What he meant was, we are what we think in our subconscious mind. The vast majority of our beliefs about the world and ourselves were implanted into our subconscious when we were young. We're often unaware of these limiting beliefs, but we can see them in how we live our lives. For example, you're with a group of friends and they decide to order pizza. Do you speak up and say which toppings you like, or do you remain silent and accept what everyone else decides, even if you don't like it? Or do you loudly demand they order what you want and become annoyed if they decide differently? The first is an example of someone with the limiting belief that they don't matter or are shy or lack self-confidence. Perhaps they feel no one will listen to their wishes, so why bother speaking up? Or perhaps they feel without value and that everyone else's requests are more important. The second example is someone who believes only their opinion matters, that the world must bend to their whims and they can get what they want by force. By the way, many don't realize those who are aggressive in this manner are usually lacking in self-esteem. Their behavior is overcompensation, trying to force others into treating them as important because they don't feel they deserve it and can't get it any other way. Do you worry about money? When you're looking for a job, do you skip over some listings because you think they would not hire you? Do you think it is impossible to change your life? Do you think you have to accept what comes because that's the way things are? These are all examples of limiting beliefs. They're deeply embedded, and it will take time to kick them to the curb. As you face and accept the existence of each belief, more will rise to the surface. Be patient and celebrate each victory along the way. I'm still discovering limiting beliefs in my subconscious, but I'm light years ahead of the shy, afraid person completely lacking in self-confidence that I once was. So, how do we get rid of these limiting beliefs? We start with step two, say it like you mean it. Many years ago, I discovered the power of affirmations. Back then, I didn't know they were called affirmations. I simply stumbled upon some positive messages, began listening to them and saying them, and experienced dramatic changes in my life. By the way, I'll be releasing a book later this year in which you'll be able to read the complete account of what happened and why. The limiting beliefs we have took many repetitions of ideas and messages to program our subconscious minds. The same applies to changing them and creating new beliefs. Repetition is how we learn and change. If a person wants to lose weight and become fit, one exercise session just isn't going to cut it. They need repeated sessions on a regular basis to expect results. In advertising, seeing a commercial once will have little impact, but when we see that commercial many times, the jingle gets into our heads and we begin to desire the product or service. When trying to correct a child's behavior in class, a common punishment used to be forcing the child to write lines on the blackboard over and over and over again. This is another form of programming our subconscious. I have an audio by the great Brian Tracy that I absolutely love. In it, he is teaching how to gain self-confidence. One exercise he highly recommends, one he did in his own life, is to repeat the phrase, "I like myself," over and over. Say it with me now. "I like myself." Say it again. "I like myself." Louder. "I like myself. I like myself." Write this out on pieces of paper. Put them up in your home, on your fridge, in your bathroom, in your cubicle at work, in your car. Say it every time you see it. Get emotional. Say it like you mean it. Record yourself saying this and play it in the background while you drive to work. Put it on your MP3 player or listen to it as you fall asleep every night. As you do this, you will begin to reprogram your mind and you will begin to believe it. You will begin to act like it is true, and eventually you will know it is true. Consider this. If you had a friend who you cared for and this person continually said things like, "I'm stupid, I'm ugly, I can't do anything right, I'll never get a good job, or I'll never find the right person," would you agree? Would you tell them they are right? Of course you wouldn't. You would tell them helpful things. You would give them reasons why those things aren't true. Then, why do you tell yourself these things? Understand, these are simply things we have been trained to believe. They aren't true. We have the power to decide what is true in our lives. Begin telling yourself new things, things you want to believe, and you will begin to see these new things are true. To recap, decide you're no longer going to accept and believe those things you were programmed with. Write your own programming by using positive affirmations on a daily basis. And one more thing. Remain focused on the outcome you want to achieve. Become consumed with the person you want to be. See yourself as that person. Visualize how you will behave and go through life. Imagine how it will feel to be the success I know you can and will be. Thank you so much for spending some time with me as we travel on this journey toward ourselves. Please remember, your comments and questions are welcome. My next edition will be an in-depth look at steps 3 and 4, so please subscribe and you won't miss them. My name is Caroline Donnelly, and you can find me at www.carolinerdonnelly.com. That's carolinerdonnelly.com. Until next time, enjoy your journey.